say hamburger.
I understand too little too late. I realize there are things you say and do you can never take back. But what would you be if you didn't even try? You have to try. So after a lot of thought, I'd like to reconsider. Please, if it's not too late, make it a cheeseburger.
Say hamburger, say hamburger.
Two men, two burgers, some beer. It's the Montreal Burger Report with Chris C. Cand and Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
This week, the Burger Report goes bilingual. Your heroes finagled an interview with not only the chef, Gilles Tolin, but the executive chef and pretty much head honcho in charge of the whole shebang, Charles Antoine Pet. Unfortunately, your heroes, actually, E. coli had nothing to do with it. It was all Zeke's fault, but he screwed up during the interview with Chef Tolin and ran out of batteries. Sorry, Gilles, next time, we will be certain to plug the machine in. Fortunately, Charles Antoine Kett graciously agreed to be interviewed, so we got back the stuff that we thought was lost for all of eternity.
Now, I want to introduce you to our professional cook.
Our chef?
Gilles.
Bonjour.
Ça va?
Enchanté. Bonjour.
Nous avons mangé votre burger et on était bien impressionnés.
D'accord.
Merci beaucoup pour ça. Et on a quelques questions.
D'accord.
Le coupe de viande que vous utilisez pour le burger.
C'est une machine à hachoir classique.
Oh, non mais le coupe, est-ce que c'est...
C'est du chop, de l'épaule, de sirloin, c'est quoi?
Alors c'est du, c'est de l'épaule, un peu le filet, un peu d'épaule, on mélange un peu les pièces.
Mais c'est une texture bien différente parce que c'est pas comme un hachoir normal, c'est plus croste.
On rajoute peut-être aussi les ingrédients qu'on rajoute à l'intérieur, du foie gras, de la chapelure, des épices, du persil.
Oui, je vois.
Et donc c'est un peu le mélange, tout ce mélange qui fait osmose et qui donne le bonheur qu'on a.
Et c'était fait par un hachoir, pas par main?
Non. Parce que, avec la quantité de barrières qu'on vend, je pense qu'on serait tous les jours et tout le temps à n'importe quel moment en train de.
Une personne pour. Une personne juste pour couper la viande.
Juste voilà, juste une personne juste pour couper la viande.
The battery's crapped out right here. So the following week, we return to talk to executive chef Charles Antoine Kent. He says corporate chef. But we think a better translation would be executive chef. And while waiting, the staff quizzed us about the best burger in Montreal.
Il y a aucune chose comme une meilleure burger. Ça dépend vos style, vos habitudes, l'heure du journée, tout ce comme ça. Ça. Est-ce que t'as une grosse faim? Est-ce que t'as une petite faim? Est-ce que t'es sur une quoi? Est-ce que tu veux impressionner quelqu'un? Ou est-ce que toutes sortes de choses comme n'importe quoi?
Bonjour.
Charles Antoine.
Oui.
Enchanté.
Merci. Charles Antoine Crate. But in English, it could be Charles Antoine Crate. I'm like a corporate chef for both restaurants, for Normal Appris, the owner. So I kind of run between the two restaurants.
Okay.
And I'm responsible of like for sure managing staff, but also like all the developing, like working on new dish with new produce. And helping around, basically being everywhere.
Okay.
I first start like for sure in the kitchen, but like you know, like I just arrived. I was at the restaurant since 8 this morning, and I lift four boxes of fish this morning, like helping around, working on a new dish that we want to make for lunch menu. Mm-hmm. And this afternoon we have a shooting, picture shooting about like a whole pig with like all different pieces that's coming out, like from the head, the brain, the legs, the flank. So like basically I'm kind of running all day between like right now we're working on a book too, so I work on pictures and so yeah, we're pretty busy, but it's almost I think 9 years I'm working with Norma. Not in a row, but like I've been like 2 years leave and then come back 3 years later, da 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 da. First, the burger is to make, I think, a good burger, it needs to be done with good meat. So one of my friends is having a slaughterhouse and he slaughter beef. And every week he bring us one or two legs of beef a week, the best one that he can choose. They usually age 3 to 4 weeks. And the whole legs, it's only for burger and tartare. So you know, it's not like, I think if you start by doing burger with like meat trims, it's not a very big start, a good start. Huh? Yeah. He is the director of like Serre de Boileau, the venison of Boileau, which is a very amazing produce that we have in Quebec. And Serre de Boileau now owns a slaughterhouse. So they slaughter for like, they're allowed to slaughter horse, venison, and beef. And like, so they don't slaughter a lot of beef, but maybe I think it's like maybe 12 a week. So out of the 12, he sent us always the 3 or 4 best ribeye on the bones that we pass, that's aged for 3-4 weeks that we pass here for a special, it's on the Sunday night usually. It's a big chop for two, it's pretty pretty chunky. And then the legs, he selectionate like the best one. And also like sometimes if let's say we're a bit short 1 week, he really always selectionate the best age one. So he bring it to us. So if we need some time after 4 or 5 days, we can already use it because it's been almost 20 to 30 days that it's been slaughtered.
Can you add more looking
for
the name? You said
it's
the ferme
Boileau? The Serre de Boileau. That owns the slaughterhouse.
Okay.
And then they have like, I think it's two friends in the region that brings like a few beef a week. Then the idea was that we have G, one of my sous chefs, he's Italian. And he make his grandma bolognese, you know. And always, like me, after it cook for like 2 hours, I find it good, but like I find it better when it's still like a bit raw. So the idea to make the burger was like to actually make like the bolognese recipe, but instead of veal, we put the beef. So we put parmesan, like egg yolk, breadcrumbs, lots of herbs, like nicely seasoned, put some spice, and then basically it come, I think it's helped the meat to stay very juicy, because otherwise when it's like juicy enough, but not too juicy, so like it fall apart, you know, just in the middle. Because I think it's easy to make a burger that is dry and not pretty fun to eat. Like you ended up having to put so much condiment. And if you had the burger here, you said that when we serve it, the condiment all on the side, always on the side, so people, they can add some if they want. Otherwise, like me, when I eat it, I put a splash of baseball mustard because I love baseball mustard. But just a little slide, and I like it medium rare, so it stays like pretty juicy and it's fun to eat, you know, it's not dry. It depends, you know, like sometimes you work on an idea, there's an idea that I've been working on for 2 years and there's no result yet. Some other stuff, it takes like a week. In the case of the burger, it was like because the bolognese recipe, we did it for like several years at the time of the year when we received the veal. Because you know, all the butchery is done at Turkey, so we receive all animal. So like all the flank, like different pieces of the veal, we always, every year at Christmas time, we make a bolognese that we sell with a cavatelli that are homemade, you know. And for like several years, like when we make the recipe, you know, you always cook a little piece to taste it. And I always find that the best moment is like after it cooks, like in the sauce, it's good. But like, I think the testing of like to see the seasoning was the best shot. So when we decide to do the burger, we did different little tries, but we ended up like on this idea pretty fast. We did first, like we had like some ground foie gras into it, blah, 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 but I find it like just juicy enough without like having to put like too much of like you know, for example, foie gras and egg yolk, breadcrumbs, parmesan, very important, lots of herbs, so we chop parsley, chive, and we had like some spice, like we put some pepper, we had a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of clove, and nutmeg,
okay.
Just a little bit. What we do is that because here, you know, like the space is really limited. So when we did the menu, the idea was like to think about like General Motors, which is produce like big quantity, but at the same time NASA style, so like very precise, you know. So actually what we do is that like at Toki, we have like an aging room where we age the meat, we hang it. So whenever we need a burger, we take like the leg, usually not all at once. So we take like, let's say the end of the loin first, after like a piece of the leg, and then... Sorry, that's my fault. It's okay. it's okay. So we take it apart, and what we do is that in the morning, like every morning, we make shipping. So like all charcuterie, different transformation of vegetables, sauce, everything is done at Toki, and there's a big organization of shipping that happens once or twice a day. So what we do, for example, for burger, we come in the morning at 7, the shipping is at 9:30. So let's say we see that like on the shipping, they Brasserie ask for like 40 burger. So what we do is that we grind the meat, we season it, so we control everything like GM style and NASA style, you know, and then we prep all the little meatball patties. We wrap it like in special container we have, not so they don't get too much involved with air, you know, no oxidation, nothing. We send it right away over here, and usually this we send like once a day for the day. So like every day we get like new pads of meat. At the beginning we used to go like 40 a day, then we went back to 12. I was like, like what's happening? And then, but usually we go about like 25, 30.
Okay.
So that's the amount. And whatever, like at the end of the day, like if we have like some over burger, usually what we do is that we cook it like a bolognese style and then we eat it for staff.
Okay.
So it's like, it just tastes like bolognese. We take a big circle and do it like by hand.
Okay.
Eventually, if we come to 200 burger a day, maybe we'll think about buying a portioning machine. So the burger, I think in the burger, the meat itself was very important. But the other thing that's very important is the bread too. We do it on the plancha, like which is like a flat top. And I think grill burger is fun too. But the thing is that, you know, because we want it really juicy, it's like the pad itself, it's a little bit more delicate. So it's a bit more delicate to work on a grill. So I rather like we play it on the flat top. We cook it on the flat top, so we get like a better result because it's the temperature on the plancha is very constant. And you know, a burger, it's not like cooking like a piece of veal, let's say, that you touch and you know the cooking. You know, it's really a question of timing from medium to medium rare to some people medium well, let's say. It's really a question of timing, because when it's smooth and juicy like that, even if you touch, it's always gonna feel like soft.
Yes.
So it's easy to overcook it, and it's easy to not cook it enough. So that's why at the beginning also, even when we first start to do the burger, like we come up with like this problem to solve. So first we start, we took a pad, we put it with a timer, 1 minute, flip, one more minute, check what the cooking was. Then so like first we always work with timer until everyone get really used and like to be making sure that every time we make a medium, we have a medium. If we have a medium rare, we have a medium rare.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 82 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Zeke and E. Cola interviewed the chef Gilles Tolin and executive chef Charles Antoine Kret at Brasserie T about their hamburgers. But what about the bun, the cheese, and why don't they make a bacon cheeseburger? Find the answer to these and other questions next week in episode 83 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel. Brasserie T is located at 1425 Jean Mons. They are open 7 days a week from 11:30 in the morning. Their website is brasserie-t.com. And their phone number is 514-282-0808. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is Fire Sign Theater meets the film Tom Jones at Le Chien Fumont. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. Coli go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Cool and the Gang for the music, AJ Cornell for the voice you heard in your head, and you for listening.